Chapter 4, Mishnah 2. Bo b'yom amru, on that day as well, they held the following. Now this Mishnah is actually in Zvachim. It's Zvachim 1:1 and Zvachim 1:3. It's a bit of a combination of the two. But what it says is, Kol ha-zvachim sh'nizbechu shelo lishman. You remember we did over there that the sacrifice had to be offered in its own name, meaning for the intention of what kind of sacrifice it was. So if it was a sin offering, they had to offer it up as a sin offering. If it was an Asham offering, they had to offer it up as a Asham offering. So says the Mishnah, Kol ha-zvachim sh'nizbechu shelo lishman. If it was offered up with the incorrect name, then kasherim, it was still kosher, meaning they could finish the, they could throw the blood and they could do whatever needed to be done. Elishelo alu lebalim l'shum chayva, but it wouldn't help fulfill the owner. His obligation wouldn't be fulfilled. He would have to bring another offering to fulfill his obligation. So the sacrifice was still valid. They carried on with all the sacrificial parts, etc. But the owner had to bring another offering that would be offered up in the proper manner. So that's for all offerings, chutz min ha-pesach u-min ha-chattis, except for a Pesach offering and a sin offering. Ha-pesach bezmanoi, that's in its time, meaning it was the day, you know, when they brought the Pesach offering, the day before Pesach. V'chattis b'chol zman, and a sin offering at any time. So these two offerings, if they're offered with the wrong intention, they're automatically invalid. You couldn't carry on with the procedure. You had to throw the offering away. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, Afa Asham, even an Asham offering, HaPesach bizmano v'achatas v'asham b'chol zman. He said an Asham offering also, if it was offered up in the wrong intention, it was completely invalid. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, he held, Mekubalni a received, Mepi shivim ushnaim zakain, from the 72 elders, v'yom shoshivi esh Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah b'yeshiva. He held on that day that Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah was appointed to the academy, I received it to tradition from the 72 elders, shekol ha-zvachim ha-nechalin sh'nizbechu shelo lishman. All sacrifices that are eaten, meaning if there was a part of the sacrifice that was eaten, and it was offered up with the wrong intention, kesherim, they're still kosher, ela shelo alu lebalim l'shem chover, but the owner had to bring another offering, chutz min ha-pesach u-min ha-chattis, except for the Pesach offering and the Chattis offering. And says the Mishnah, lo hosif ben azai ela ha-oila. Ben Azza, what did he add to the equation? He added an oila offering, because an oila offering is not eaten. There's no part of the oila offering that's eaten. It's completely burnt up. But the chachamim didn't agree with him. Right? They disagreed with him.